Bandit 4, Mike.
Tom, KN4, TFW.
In there. We have been doing a sprint technician course this morning, so trying to make my way through traffic to get back in the backwoods where I belong to get home.
Yeah, Roger, I hear you on that one. So what is a sprint? It's just a very short technician class?
Doing a two-day class with a testing on Thursday.
And new hams, that'll be great.
There's just a whole lot of information to cover in a very short period of time, so... But we had a good day today, all except for my technical glitch, but we're going to take care of it, so good to go.
Hey, I hear you. Well, I'm off of work, and then I got to run down to Anderson for a few minutes and then turn right around and then head back to Greer.
Well, I'm just now coming into the great state of Greer, trying to get up here where I can get off of White Hampton Boulevard.
Yeah, that's a chore sometimes, just navigating Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Well, I normally would have gone up and caught 101, but they've put in a roundabout, or not a roundabout, but a three-way stop right there above North Rutherford, and or North McElhaney, or whatever the heck the name of that road is, the one that's down below Milford Church, or it's actually at Milford Church. Right above the other intersection, but they put that three-way stop in, and now they have traffic backed up, almost back to the 290 interchange there.
Oh, yeah. I cuss that thing every time I have to go through there going to the dump. It's like, really? It's whoever thought that didn't think it all the way through, I don't believe.
I'm not a lover of roundabouts, but if you had to do some kind of traffic change there, a roundabout would have done a heck of a lot better than that three-way stop. It backs up traffic. They get hung up in the intersection, and then it's just a nightmare. So I do my best to avoid that whole area now, period.
It was, you know, the cars would be running in a pack, and you could at least pull out from a side street. Now everybody's spaced out, and you can't hardly pull out from a side street anymore.
Went up 101 before, going up from Lowe's, and I couldn't even get the Ansel School Road to turn off to head back toward 14 to get around it because traffic was stopped back that far.
Now, the furthest I've ever seen it backed up is to that old mill right there by the red light. That's about as far back as I've seen it.
I've seen it all the way back past Ansel School Road. This is just ridiculous. So unless it's 1:30 in the morning or late at night, I don't go that way at all now.
Matt, I remember when we moved out there, I could ride down 101 all the way down there to that O'Neill little hot dog stand and never even pass another car.
I'll just take them all together.
And a White Horse Road, this ought to be fun.
Probably past you, because I'm coming up. Well, like I said, I'm getting on up here to Memorial Drive Extension, so I'll be on 14 here shortly.
See, since I've been on 14, is it like Wade Hampton Boulevard, just all cars everywhere?
It can be, it can be if you go south from Wade Hampton. Going north from Wade Hampton, it's like that until you can get up past Country Club Road. Once you get past it and all the people trying to make a left turn on Country Club and back in traffic up, you're good to go once you get past that.
That one. KPA.
Blast from the past. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, it's fine and dandy there, Mr. Tom. And what are you up to? I know it's no good, but I thought I'd ask anyway.
Get home. Try to get some supper home.
But I still haven't gone to the TR to find that Yeah.
No rush, no rush. I just didn't want you to forget about me.
I plug that thing in, it doesn't work.
That.
I mean, it's been sitting for years. I mean, I've stored it in, you know, dry, you know, places, so it's not like it's been exposed to moisture or anything, but, you know, it just hadn't been used, and gosh, I couldn't tell you the last time I used that thing.
Where are you off to today, David?
With my mother-in-law's. I've been working on her dryer, and I found out what was wrong with it, and so she needs a new motor, basically. They put a, this model, they put a switch in the motor, and when the motor starts spinning, the switch engages and fires up the heating coils, and it's not engaging. So I called the guy and asked him how much the motor was, and you can put about $100 with it and buy you a new one.
At least you didn't say that you found out what the problem was. She crammed a Labrador in it.
I worked on it. It was the switch, you know, on the door. I mean, that was simple. You know, this had to be, in fact, I didn't even know about that switch until I watched the video last night. And, of course, I went back and tested it, and sure enough, I mean, it'll work if you move it with your hand. It don't want to move by itself.
Yeah, our third stepped out on us. I was waiting for him to chime in there.
Everybody off.
KN4 TFW. You didn't run me off. I had to jump out of the truck for a minute, but I'm back.
Thanks.
Just got off of work. Got to run down to Anderson. The grandson is selling those candy bars, so Mama bought all his candy bars, so I got to go pay him for the candy bars and then pick them up, and then I guess she's going to sell them at her workplace and get her money back.
I remember selling those things. We used to sell them for a dollar a piece. What are they going for now?
Yep, the same, except the candy bar, I believe, is a little bit smaller.
I'm sure it's smaller, no doubt. It's like everything else. They shrunk the packaging so they didn't have to go up on the price.
Man, the guy jumped out of the truck right about the time you was telling the story about what was wrong with that dryer.
Well, next time we see you, you're not going to have a tooth in your head, because Mama is not going to get all of them sold at work, so you're going to be eating them.
You might be right about that. That she, the daughter for my birthday, she bought me a 5-pound bag of Gooden Plenties, and knowing that that's my favorite, and it took me months to get rid of those, and then dang if Mama didn't turn around and buy me 10 pounds of those things. And bad part is it's sitting right next to the radio.
Yeah, I sure miss candy bars. I hadn't had any sugar in about 14 years, so, but I sure do miss them.
And I'll give you a big smooch come Monday night then.
Remind me on Monday night that it's meeting night, and I'd like to come on down there. Somebody just got to remind me. I get tied up doing other stuff and forget.
Oh. Let's see. I was trying to think. We just changed the way we were communicating. Do you remember the address? the email address, Tom? I can't even think of it.
Off my head. Were you on the list before? Did you get emails from us?
I have only attended about maybe three times, and then I just get tied up on other stuff and just forget all about it. But if I hear somebody on the radio say something about it, I'm apt to remember.
Tom, do you know what the program's going to be?
Absolutely sure. I know there were a couple of ideas that had been brought up, but I don't know what's written in stone as of yet.
It'll be a year. This was a year this month, and I haven't joined the club yet. I need to get my donkey in gear and go ahead and join one.
Recommend if you ordered an Arduino kit to bring your kit and your laptop just in case.
I know most of the guys did though. I was one of the few that didn't.
Yeah, to James's last week, and we did a video that I've still got to edit so I can get it up online of pretty much what we went through with the first three or four things that we did with the Arduinos. So hopefully it'll be up on YouTube probably another week or two. It just depends on how long it takes me to edit this thing.
Steve doing in the class? Is he behaving? K4VWA.
To ask me that. This is Steve we're talking about.
As long as I have, I went to I think we were in junior high. I know we're in high school, but I think we're in junior high together too.
That's why I asked you if you really asked me that question or not.
He's lived up to his last name. I was hoping he was listening, but if he was, he'd be in here by now. Last night and asked me if I'd heard that guy on 14.125, and I said, well, I said, I'm a general, Steve. I can't get on that frequency or transmit on that frequency. And he said, I thought you were advanced.
That's getting gear, son.
I know, I'm just really struggling with the extra.
See, they can teach you.
Tom was more than I could stand.
Gary or Dave?
Oh, me. No, y'all did a good job. I just, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm just brain dead or something when it comes to that stuff. I can't put two and two together. So, but I don't know what I'm gonna say. Gotta do something. I can't memorize 200 and how many questions? 700? Oh, it's 720 questions or something like that.
Okay, let's do some classes.
Sit in there with Steve, are you kidding me? I ate lunch with him yesterday, and I have to go to class with him. Oh, my goodness. Oh, me. Well, I'm headed to where am I headed? I'm headed to the sports club, but we got tennis at 4:30 and 6. 7:30, so I'll be playing tennis for the next 3 hours. If it doesn't start raining, which they're saying it's not.
What's that forecast? KZ for him?
I got I got a text from one of the captains just, I don't know, about an hour or so ago, and he said it wasn't supposed to rain until later on in the evening, that we should be able to get both games in, both matches in, so but hey, yeah, if it starts raining, we'll just have to pack up and leave.
I've been in that class all day, so I've had all my notifications turned off. I get home, my phone's probably been blown up. I haven't turned the volume back on it yet.
For CBA Mobile.
FW.
Gee, that was kind of strange. I just saw a modern-day Harley with a single rider and an empty sidecar on it. That didn't look right to me.
You don't see many of those.
To ride with a sidecar attached. To me, that would be about as comfortable as taking a bath with your socks on.
Sure, it would feel different. I can't imagine. I've ridden for many years, but I've never with a sidecar.
Announced Doug's bike Tuesday night after class, NC4 Delta Fox. He's got a nice BMW. That thing was sharp. Made me want one.
Horizontally opposed, what is it, a four-cylinder?
It's a very, very quiet V-twin. I'm like, wow. Or at least I think it's a V. I didn't pay that much attention to it. I don't know what model of BMW it was. I just, the sound of it. And, of course, it was dark while we were out there, too.
I mean, from the factory, they don't make them loud.
Navigation screen, heated grips, heated seats. I'm going, that ain't like riding a motorcycle.
Nice. Well, I know the Goldwing had a reverse, if you can believe it. It's so heavy, or what used to be, that if you pulled in a parking place and didn't back in, you'd have to use reverse to get out because the bike was just too heavy.
When I was pulling, just even with a cruiser in, I'd pull it in and make sure I could come out straight because I didn't want to have to back that thing up. So I can't imagine trying to walk a Goldwing back out of a parking space. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to hop out of the car here. So I'll go ahead and say 73. Glad you guys got me back to the house. So y'all be careful out there motoring. I'll go ahead and be clear on your final. This is Kilo Zulu for Mike.
See you, Tom. Catch you later. KN4GFW.
All right, Tom. Have a good evening. KV4CBA.
Tennis again now. I know you missed a few days. I hadn't heard you on the radio talking about going to play tennis.
They're pretty sure it was a plantar fasciitis, but I've never felt anything like that. I've had plantar fasciitis before, but this just happened while I was on the court, and we were between points. I was just walking up toward the net and getting ready to, for my partner to serve, and it just a horrific pain in my heel. So I don't know what was going on. They x-rayed and then went to my orthopedic, and he said that's what it was.
Well, I guess I'm guessing if you're going to play tennis.
hurts a teeny bit, but not bad. It's amazing if that's what it was, because the last time I had it in both feet. But it didn't hurt while I was playing tennis. It hurt the next morning. And that's what surprised me about it, because, you know, I thought it was something else, because I'd had it before. And they gave me cortisone shots in each heel, and I had to go to a podiatrist and have these special inserts made, and good Lord, I tell you, those cortisone shots were unbelievably painful.
Imagine, yeah, I got a knee that's giving me a little bit of trouble. It wants to swell up once in a while and start to ache a little bit, but I am getting older. And I won't tell you that my windshield is starting to get a little bit wet down this way.
Down this way.
I'm on 85 at mile marker 26.
Maybe we'll get one match in anyway. I'm almost at the sports club, and I'm right here at Strossner's Bakery. Anything from the bakery?
Nah, my wife works over there by Stacks. She's right next to Stacks Bakery and that. So I'm not much on that kind of sweets. Maybe some candy, but not necessarily those kind of sweets.
Okay, I love cake. I miss eating cake, too. Of course, you can make a cake that is like low carb, so, and no sugar, so yeah, I just can't eat a lot of it, but anyway. And I'm actually eating a little bit of popcorn, probably warmer, and I get out here on the court and start sweating it off, I'll probably eat some more popcorn.
Popcorn, but it don't love me. I can't eat it anymore. No popcorn, no corn, no grits, no peanuts, or at least roasted peanuts and that, because all that stuff tends to get stuck, and man, boy, I hurt like heck.
It doesn't bother me, at least not yet. So, but anyway, well, I'm going to go ahead and check out. I'm getting ready to pull in the parking lot here, and I'll be hunting me a place to park my pony, as I like to say, because I drive a Mustang. And so I'm going to say 73. So enjoy the rest of the evening, and tell that rain to stay down there where you are. we don't need it up here.
Hey, Dave, AC4Q.
To catch up with you later, KN4TFW.
How you doing, Phil?
Doing pretty good. Just head toward Walmart. And get a couple of things done over there. And then get rid of some trash and doing some domestic chores.
The chores. In other words, your wife has a honey-do list for you.
That's right. She's right here.
Hello. Well, Phil, I'm backing into my parking place here at the sports club, so I'm going to go in and check in, and hopefully we can get some tennis in before it starts raining.
It's not too dark here. We may get some rain, but it'll probably be a little bit yet before it's before it comes in. So, best of three, catch you later. And she says, hello. this is the first of many trips. Catch you later, AC-14.
Love yourself, and I know you have to. Your wife's sitting right there, so. Anyway, keep them straight. AC-4Q, KB-4CBA, clear.
Okay, catch you later. She just smiled. Okay, later, AC-14 mobile.